In the spring of 2009, British author Tom Robb Smith received a disturbing phone call.
I got a call from my dad out of the blue, and he was crying, and he never cries. And he said to me, "You've got to come to Sweden. Your mom has suffered a psychotic episode, and she's in an asylum."
Then Tom Robb Smith's mom called. She had just been released from the psychiatric hospital in Sweden.
She told me that everything my dad had told me was a lie. She wasn't mad. My dad was involved in a criminal conspiracy, and she was flying to London to tell me the truth.
He was sure that when his mom landed at Heathrow Airport and he laid eyes on her, he'd be able to tell immediately if something was wrong.
The truth is, when she arrived, she was perfectly lucid, and she was, more than that, she was incredibly persuasive and coherent. And when I took her back to my apartment and listened to this story, I barely said a word. I was listening to her for about 4 hours. She was the most incredible storyteller. It really reminded me of being a child again and having a parent tell me a story, a very disturbing story. And I love both my parents. I'd never been put in a position where I had to choose between them.
Tom Robb Smith is used to putting his readers in terrifying positions like this. He's a thriller writer, known for a trilogy that began with the book Child 44, about a serial killer in Stalin's Soviet Union. He mines historical events for his fiction, but for his new book, he turns to the deeply personal story of what happened to his parents. The novel is called The Farm. It's about a couple who, like Tom Robb Smith's actual parents, had retired to the Swedish countryside. The mother in the book is named Tilda, and the pages are filled with her telling her son Daniel about crimes she had seen and how she was being dismissed by everyone as a madwoman. I wonder if you could read a little bit of that.
Sure. "I've been framed, not as a criminal, but as a psychotic. Your instincts are to side with your father. There's no point denying it. We must be honest with each other. On several occasions, I've caught you staring at me nervously. My enemies declare that I'm a danger to myself and to others. Even a danger to you, my son. That's how unscrupulous they are, vandalizing the most precious relationship in my life. Prepare to do anything in order to stop me."
So a lot of what we learn in the book, and it's Daniel's character hearing from his mother, I mean, you're putting readers in the position of trying to decide, and because all of it is so plausible, you're sort of left with that tension. You're saying you went through the very same thing with your own mom.
Absolutely. I mean, there were several points where I didn't know what to believe. I remember thinking, I'm not sure, because the fundamental question is, how well do we know people? And I was being asked that night, and the reader, when they read the book, will be asked the same question, how well do you know someone, whether it's your father or your mother? And, you know, you hear these stories on the news of people, and they're like, I can't believe my lover or partner did this. I didn't have any idea. And it's quite possible they had no idea. And there is this sense that people hold things, these secrets, these things inside of them, and that we are shocked when we glimpse them. And often we don't glimpse them. They stay hidden for their, you know, our whole lives. And when they're sort of glimpsed, there's that moment of real fear. And this was the moment for me. I was thinking, have I missed something completely on my father, or have I missed some terrible trauma on my mother? Either which way, I'd missed something. The question is, what thing had I missed? And so that was the sensation I wanted the reader to have. I mean, this whole book is about, in a sense, recreating that night sitting there at my table listening, and really, really that sort of uncertainty.
But were there uncomfortable moments as you laid out the story?
Uncomfortable moments? Well, actually, you know, I would say it was cathartic more than anything else. It was a way of me dealing with something that was very difficult and traumatic and trying to say these things happen to us as people and we have to try and take some positive from them. They seem so unrelentingly dark. But there is, in this story, a sort of sense of healing. And so the uncomfortableness, yes, but I think it was about trying to turn that into something positive and not just brush it under the carpet, which was a very British thing to do.
Is there something that you want people who may have gone through the pain that you did with having someone very close to them go through a psychotic episode, you want them to take from this?
Yeah, there is. I think there is the sense that they should talk about it to people. There is this secrecy that envelops it. And it's, to me, totally baffling because there's such great potential for talking to other people about their experiences in the past. And it really helps. It's of enormous help. Just not to feel quite so lonely about it. The stigma, I mean, it's interesting. It was that the stigma of it was perplexing to me. You know, we are, as people, we get ill. That's what happens, and hopefully we get better. And that's something sort of to celebrate.
Well, we should say, fortunately, your mom got treatment, and I wonder how she's doing today.
She's very well. I mean, the book couldn't have been written if she hadn't have got better.
Have your parents read the book?
Yes. They read every draft, actually. They were involved quite intimately. I think that, I mean, my parents left school at 16. They started their own business, and I think they have a sort of intrinsic modesty, which is they couldn't imagine. When I told them, because I told them even before I was going to write the book, they were like, I don't get what the book will be about. You know, this was, yeah, I understand it. It took place in Sweden, and there's kind of, they didn't really understand it. And then when they read it, they were like, oh, you've made it all up from this concept. And I think that's when they started to sort of get it. And I think in some ways, this is about trying to turn it into something positive. And once they embraced that, then I think it was, they kind of saw what I was trying to do.
Tom Robb-Smith, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tom Robb-Smith's new novel is called The Farm.